Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 16th of October, recording at 9:28 p.m., and it's still British summertime. Well, what about the highlights here today? First, a bravura performance by the Asian stock markets, helped no doubt by another new high by China. The markets often opened weaker in Asia and dipped during the day, but tended to close near the highs. And European markets were mostly soft. I see IBEX at Spain. That was an exception in here today, showing a gain. But the others were mostly lightly easier. Wall Street on in the minus column most of the day and soft on the close. 71 points, nearly 72 on the Dow, 10 on the S&P, 16 on the NASDAQ composite. So a little follow through following yesterday's weakness. Long-dated government bonds were quiet, barely changed. The dollar slightly steadier. Oil rallied again, got up to 88.20. That's the NYMEX crude before 87.47, where it's trading right now. And precious metals were generally easier. Gold, an exception. They all closed off their lows. Gold, which had a run this morning, but then couldn't hold it. But as I speak, bullion is, well, just about unchanged at 759.70. And platinum had sold off rather sharply at one stage, but then closed down only a dollar. Silver was perhaps the softest. I had some positions stopped out in silver today, and replaced one of them slightly lower, but left the others. And what else here? Industrial metals a little bit easier in here today, although lead had a bigger drop. Lead's been in phenomenal form for quite some time. And so we definitely saw some profit taking there today. Most of these, the soft commodities, well, they were mostly softer in here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, a number of these rallies, most of the rallies, look overextended in the short term. They look most overextended on the charts in the Fuller Money favorite themes, but there's an interesting piece that a very interesting report that I had from Citigroup that I used today, talking about some of these late stage bull market moves, and a fantastic report actually, and the fact that the earlier really strong areas usually go into bubble mode in the latter stages of the strong bull market runs, which can last, well, the late one in the 1980s lasted, they say, for 16 months. In the 1990s into 2000, lasted for, I think, 30 months. So you can get a good long final bubble developing stage, and certainly the phenomenal gains that we've seen in some of the resources stocks markets, such as India, China, for a longer period, definitely indicate some bubble tendencies. Now, I know people have been saying that for really quite some time, but there is a tendency to exaggerate bubble conditions. I have not felt, for instance, that India was showing bubble conditions at all. Got a little overextended last year and had a predictable consolidation during the first half of this year before taking off again, because it's such a good story fundamentally. So I think we're just seeing And the mining shares still have quite cheap valuations, but the price action is the best throughout the whole rally since 2003. So this is indicating that there are some bubbling tendencies emerging, which could run for really quite some time. I think we're moving into a period of fairly marked divergence. I posted yesterday some charts of the US bank indices, and they all had downside follow-through here today. They look disturbing, and the European bank indices are also retracing ground. They're not quite as weak as the US ones, and the Japanese ones are also pretty duff, whereas India's banks index at a new all-time high in here today. So those problems of subprime type contagion in the Japanese banks, I presume that's what's behind it, and certainly in the Western banks, and particularly in the US banks, those problems persist. And if you get Citigroup really testing its lows for the year, well, that's not a good sign. Needless to say. So I think we're going to see some divergence here. I think all markets are vulnerable to a bit of a pullback, but I think in terms of the favorite fuller money themes, that it'll be a small pullback and then another run on the upside. With these European markets and possibly the US markets, I wouldn't be surprised if most sectors just go into perpetual ranging for a number of months, the sort of thing that we've seen with Japan. But meanwhile, until those banks start to firm up again, some of these indices are under pressure. So my instinct yesterday was to open a couple of shorts, but I held off towards the end of the day, and since Wall Street pared back its losses, I didn't, but I did open a couple of DAX shorts in here today. Not, as I've said, because there's anything particularly wrong with Germany. Not at all, but it has better trading hours, and I can get a March contract, which I can't on a lot of the other European contracts, and I didn't want to be shorting the UK FTSE with its heavy weighting of resources stocks. And Wall Street's more likely to get the additional interest rate cuts, and then it's got the soft dollar, which can help prop up the S&P. So I went for DAX, as I have before, in what I call my asymmetrical hedges, to give me some hedge against my overall investment portfolio, which I expect to give back a portion of its gains, not all that much, though, so not enough for me to consider taking profits, for instance. Okay, government bonds, dull. There will be trouble ahead when people become more worried about inflation once again, rather than the slowdown and lingering problems, persistently lingering problems from the subprime related loans. In other words, those bonds are a better short than a long trade at this stage, and if they rally up a little bit in here while stock markets correct, I may well open some shorts in the long dated government bond contracts. The dollar is still range bound and may remain so for a while longer, but this is basically soft. If Wall Street does weaken, that does tend to coincide sometimes with a little bit of temporary strength in the dollar, so I wouldn't rule that out overall. Gold is appreciating against all currencies once again. It's really quite impressive. You can have a look at that in the library, of course, at any time under the relative performance charts, and I think it's well worth a look. I mentioned that I'd had some silvers stopped out. I think that reduced my overall portfolio. I replaced one of them, but it reduced my overall silver portfolio by about 30%. And I resisted the temptation to pick them back up again slightly lower because I'm a little bit exposed there. I've decided not to use tight stops on these silvers, not with gold looking so strong. It can whip around in here, but then again, I didn't want to leverage up anymore either. So my biggest position overall is probably platinum. Platinum's slightly larger than my silver position at the moment. And industrial metals, well, if Wall Street weakens, if we get the Dow and the S&P, and it looks like we're seeing failed breaks up here on the upside, that's not a great surprise. But if we get that VIX starting to push up again and investor sentiment deteriorating, then there might be some contagion. I think there probably would be a little bit of contagion spilling over into the commodities sector generally. I'm just going to look at that VIX and see. We did have that spike upwards last week. Let's see, that would have been on Thursday. I think I mentioned that at the time. But VIX is only at 20. But again, read that Citigroup report because it'll talk about more volatility at this stage of the stock market cycle. Overall, I don't see anything worse than some reactions occurring here in the short term. And that's pretty much it from me for another day. Actually, I have a function tomorrow, so Owen will be doing the late audio. I'll be back on Thursday, of course. Meanwhile, all the best.